In 2013, Mayor Dan Bianchi ran unopposed and breezed into a second term. The 2015 race is shaping up quite differently. Surrounded by roughly 100 people, City Clerk Linda Tyer announced her candidacy March 31st on the steps of City Hall. Frequent local political critic Greg Gaetani has thrown his hat in the ring after hinting at a bid during public comment periods at the start of city council meetings.
And whatever the taxpayer and a ratepayer wants to pay for under a Gaetani administration, it will go through. Whatever the taxpayer and ratepayer doesn't want to go through, it won't go through. I'm only going to be the gatekeeper for the taxpayer. And the taxpayer hasn't been heard from in a long time.
A Pittsfield Public Schools graduate, Gaetani says he served in the Army from 1967 to 1969, including time in Vietnam. The 67-year-old launched a failed campaign for city council in 1981. The company he worked for, Crofta, designed Pittsfield's water filtration system, which Gaetani says saved the city millions of dollars. He's clashed with the current administration over attempts to access the water treatment plant and efforts to get the city to use further Crofta technology. Gaetani says he will reduce school administration, adding that firing Public Utilities Commissioner Bruce Collingwood will be his first act as mayor. Political newcomer Eric Bassett also took out nominating papers for the mayoral race. In the process of gathering the 350 necessary signatures, the 47-year-old Bassett says he's had a chance to listen to community members. A recent incident involving Gaetani has led City Council President Melissa Mazzio to ask fellow councilors to specifically adopt portions of Massachusetts open meeting laws into council rules. Each person signed up is given 3 minutes to speak. Claiming he was speaking for himself and five other people, Gaetani said he should be allotted 18 minutes at a March 24th meeting.
Five friends of mine are not good speakers.
Mr. Gaetani,
they can't speak well.
If you don't speak, speak for 3 minutes, and then I'm going to stop
this
you.
This Mayor Bianchi and you councilors have...
Mr. Gaetani, I'm still speaking.
What are you... What?
Because I'm still in control of this meeting.
Yes.
Okay, you have to follow the rules, and I'm telling you, you're going to speak for 3 minutes, and then I'm going to stop you.
No.
And then the next person's name is going to get called.
Okay, you can call the
That's
name,
how
they'll
it's
come
going
up and
work.
They'll defer to me, okay? We'll see what happens.
Okay, so okay. I'm just telling you.
My time starts now. I'll go quickly.
Gaetani spoke for 3 minutes and then said he was representing another person, but continued to talk about his own plans to run for mayor when President Mazzio interjected.
I will hold a press conference, and when
Mr. Gaetani, you're not speaking for Melissa. You're talking about yourself. You cannot use someone else's time to speak for yourself. If you're reading something for someone else...
Right, that's what I read
no,
for her.
No, you're reading...
Okay,
you're running for mayor.
Okay, so we're done
so
with that.
So I'm going to say you're done now. You're going to sit down, and I'm going to go to other people, and then we're going to come back to you when you're ready to speak for you.
Sure.
Okay?
Who's next?
You're all set. Bill Mulholland.
Wait a second.
No, Bill Mulholland, sit down,
Wait
please.
Wait a second.
Mr. Gaetani,
Mrs.
I'm
Mazzio.
Losing my patience.
Right, you are.
We have a room full of people who all want to speak, and they each get their
right.
3 minutes.
I understand
Your three
that.
Minutes is going to be coming
I
at the end.
I understand that.
So sit down, please.
But Mrs. Mazzio, it's your
I
rules.
I call for recess.
It's your rules.
The meeting continued after the recess without Gaetani approaching the microphone again. The council sets its own rules, which are superseded by state laws, but isn't required to offer a public comment period. Mazzio says she wants everyone in the city to be able to readily access public comment period rules.
People, you know, nine times out of ten, you know, stop talking and they go sit down. But sometimes, you know, there's some people who want to continue to talk and don't want to yield the floor. And under the open meeting law, it says that when the chairman asks you to, you know, to stop talking, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. And if you don't, and they give you a warning and say, listen, if you're not, you know, if you don't sit down and yield the floor, I'm going to ask to have you leave. And then if you, you know, if they continue, then, you know, then you can ask somebody that's in the room to have them removed.
Mazzio says she will present her petition at the April 14th council meeting. She added that Police Chief Michael Wynn has said an officer will be on hand during upcoming open comment periods in case anyone is asked to be removed.
They can say they like what we're doing or not like what we're doing. You can say really anything they want along those lines, as long as it's done, you know, in a basically respectful manner. But when their time is up, they need to yield the floor, and that's where we're having the trouble.
Saying he's submitted some 40 petitions to the council in the last year, Gaetani says every taxpayer needs to be heard. Mazzio, an at-large councilor, says she is running for a fourth term this year. She's supporting Mayor Bianchi's re-election bid, which under new charter rules will be a 4-year term. Pittsfield elections are not run along party lines. If there are more than two mayoral candidates at the time, a primary will be held September 22nd. Barring a tie, the top two will go to the November 3rd election. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.